Conversation number 38-53. Portion of a telephone conversation between H.R. Haldeman and Lawrence M. Higby. This portion was recorded on April 15, 1973, at an unknown time between 8:18 and 8:25 p.m.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah?
John Dean just called me. He had a message he wanted to relay to the president through you. He would not speak directly to you.
All right.
Point one. You understand that my actions are motivated totally out of loyalty to you and the president.
You.
Wait a minute.
Totally out of loyalty.
You and the president.
Yeah.
And if not clear now,
yeah,
it will become clear.
Wait a minute.
Ehrlichman requested to meet tonight.
Yeah.
But I feel inappropriate at this time.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I am ready, willing to meet with you, meaning the president, at any time to discuss these matters.
Okay.
You, meaning the president, should take your counsel from Henry Peterson, who I assure you does not want the presidency hurt. That's the end of his message. He's calling me from his home, the operator said.
How long ago was that, just now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-53. Conversation number 38-55. Portion of a telephone conversation between the President and Henry E. Peterson. This portion was recorded on April 15, 1973, between 8:25 and 8:26 p.m.
Hello.
I hear Mr. Peterson.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I'm trying to reach Dean. I think I may be able to get him, I hope, before. He seems to be in transit from someplace to someplace. But I'll report to you after I see him.
Very good.
Stay awake. In the meantime, on Liddy, I don't know the man, of course, and have no control over him, but help. You were to tell him the president wants everybody involved in this to tell everything they know. Okay?
Indeed, so. I'll get in touch with his lawyer first thing in the morning.
Might do it tonight.
Very good.
I don't want to fart around, okay?
Very good.
Don't you think that's the best thing to do?
Indeed so.
Fine. But one thing I want to be sure is that Henry, you understand, as far as Liddy is concerned, I don't know, I have no control over him, don't know the man at all, and I just want, but since he has raised the question that maybe he's not talking because of me.
No, I didn't want to leave that impression.
Because of Mitchell.
He's taking orders from higher authority.
Well, by God, it's
changing his mind that since you're the highest authority,
fine.
You know, he'll stay in line.
All right. He'll
be handled discreetly.
I just want him to be sure to understand, as far as the president is concerned, everybody in this case is to talk and tell the truth. Now that you're to tell everybody, you don't even have to call me on that with anybody. You just say, those are your orders.
Very good.
Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-55. Conversation number 38-58. Portion of a telephone conversation between the President and Henry E. Peterson. This portion was recorded on April 15, 1973, between 9:39 and 9:41 p.m.
Oh. Henry, I've been talking to John Dean and I'm quite finished, but he stepped out for a minute. I wanted to ask you this. He says that he thinks it's important that I tell Liddy's attorney, I don't know who he is by the name of Marulis, do you know him?
Yes.
That what I told you a few minutes ago, that he's...
So,
huh?
Yes, we were already trying to get in touch with him.
Let me say this. You tell him. If necessary, you haul his ass in here and I'll tell him, okay?
All right. Indeed, sir.
You know what I mean. You tell him that I have called you directly tonight and that you have it direct from the president. If he needs to hear it from me, I'll tell him.
Very good.
Because, you see, John felt that maybe he wouldn't take it from you, but I would think he would. Or what do you think? What's your judgment?
Well, we'll certainly tell him. He and Liddy are very close friends, and I'm certain that we'll get back to him.
Right.
And we'll then...
Okay, you tell Marulis that the president has directed that you, that he is to, that you're to talk to him, and to tell him he is to tell everything he knows, that I'm, he should have before, but my point is, and if necessary, if he has to come in to see me, but you come with him. I don't want any things where he comes in and makes any motions, you see what I mean?
I understand.
Does this sound like good medicine to you, or do you think I should not see him?
I think we ought to reach that question after we see what the reaction is.
Right. I would prefer if you could handle it, because it ought to be handled at your level rather than me bringing some crummy attorney in, you know, give him an order.
I agree.
So you do it on my direction. I think that'll do the trick.
Yes, sir.
If it doesn't, I'll see myself. Okay.
Very well.
All right.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-58.